Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Cook, and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. At 10:45 at night on the 6th of February, the world witnessed an extraordinary rocket test as Elon Musk sent his Tesla Roadster car into space on top of his Falcon Heavy rocket. As if that wasn't enough, the three rocket boosters returned to Earth to be reused, two of them performing an unbelievable ballet of precision engineering to land simultaneously bang on their targets side by side. It looked quite freaky. For anyone who has any inkling of the work involved, the Falcon Heavy rocket launch last Tuesday was amazing. SpaceX, the company that built the Falcon Heavy, has been sending rockets to the International Space Station, and it also lofts satellites into orbit. This giant new rocket, launched from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida, is unusual in that the rocket's first stages landed again to be reused for future launches. Rockets must be constructed in stages to carry all that immense amount of fuel to get to what is called the payload into space. That is the business end that's going to carry out the rocket's purpose, such as getting people and goods to the space station and taking folk to the moon. Once that fuel is spent, you don't want to have to lug around the empty chambers, so they're traditionally jettisoned into space and most fall back down to Earth, burning up on re-entry, and whatever is left usually splashes into the sea. Given Musk's passion for reducing the cost of spaceflight, his company SpaceX has created these reusable rocket boosters that return to Earth, and the sight of this on Tuesday night was extraordinary and a testament to Musk's vision and practical capabilities. There's been a lot of well-justified hyperbole about this special rocket launch, but it's worth noting that far more powerful rockets with three times the payload were launched over 50 years ago. That's the Saturn V used to take people to the moon. And the French, Russians and Chinese have also launched some pretty large rockets. But what is special is that SpaceX is a private company and that this is a new breed of rocket with reusable parts. Elon Musk continues to amaze the world with his commensurate vision of forming a colony on Mars, and to do that he needs to first save planet Earth. What a guy! He really is an inspiration, and nothing is more inspiring than a rocket launch. For those like my friend John Richards, who hosts the Friday morning environmental show on Fine Music Radio, Being Green, those who worry about our resources being used up and a phenomenal amount of fuel is used to get these rockets into space, well, Elon Musk is also behind solar power, battery and electric vehicle technology, building design and more to reduce our dependence on fossil fuels. As if that wasn't enough, one day a week he works on the interface between the human brain and computers to enable us to keep up with artificial intelligence in the future. You'd be forgiven for thinking this man is from the future and helping us around the obvious pitfalls we are careening towards, such as global warming and having no other place to go in the case of other global catastrophes, and now ensuring that we aren't overtaken by machines. Well, rather than have me describe this historical launch, here's a clipping of the event with that famous and evocative countdown and all the cheering, so you get the atmosphere and hullabaloo in case you missed it last Tuesday night.
T-minus 30 seconds.
Launch director on countdown one. SpaceX, Falcon Heavy, go for launch. Falcon Heavy is configured for flight.
T-minus 15, standby for terminal count. 10, 9, 8,
side booster ignition.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition.
This is Ketchel Kirkham signing off from Mission Control, over and out.